we like to use our social media to reach our fans, especially with tryouts coming up. We really want to interact with our fans as much as we can. And so a lot of us have been going on follow sprees. And I went and I followed a ton of people, and I just happened to follow him. And he immediately messaged me and said, hey, if I get 10,000 retweets, will you go to prom with me? And I was like, sure, that sounds like fun. I haven't been to prom in 3 years. Why not go again? and so I said, sure. And he actually tried to back out, and he's like, can we change it? Because it was kind of going really slow at first. He's like, can we change it to 1,000? And I was like, no. I said, a deal is a deal. You said 10,000. We're going to stick with that. And little did I know, he would get it in 27 hours.
Wow. Did you really believe that he was capable of getting 10,000 retweets?
I did, because, I mean, with all of the Texans fans retweeting it, I mean, we're all over social media. We've been ranked number one in social media the last 2 years.
Okay.
And we really like to broadcast everything that's going on. And so mm-hmm. all of the Texans cheerleaders, our Texans cheer page, our speaker page, they were all retweeting it. And so I knew it would get there eventually. Mm-hmm. I just didn't realize it would happen so fast.
So yeah. Now, what does this mean? Now, what's your preparation as you go to get ready for this prom? The prom will be in what month?
Normally,
May.
It's in May.
May.
It's May. So
May
she already got the date down. Yeah.
Well, let's put the senior out there. His name is Mike Ramirez.
What's up, Mike?
He's from Crosby. Now, what is it all? Are the Texans going to help pay for this date, or is Mike still responsible to pay for everything, the limo and stuff? Just to make sure you get clear on this.
I don't know. This has all just happened in the last couple days, so I don't really know any of the details yet. I haven't even met him yet.
Oh, wow.
Is he going to have to ask your parents, get a corsage, come to the house, you know?
I don't know about all that, but he's also, okay. He's actually been entered into our HTC Superfan contest that we've got going on, so he can be one of our judges at tryouts for the first round.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I know that's happening for him. I don't know what else the Texans will be doing for him.
Did you have a good experience at your first prom?
It was an average prom, I guess. I took my best friend. I didn't take a date or anything.
Wait, what do you mean when you say your best friend, a guy or a girl?
It's a guy, but he's been my best friend for...
Platonic.
Completely platonic.
So
when,
she said that. Like completely platonic. Why would you take your best friend? What about the boyfriend? What about that gorgeous guy?
I knew I would have fun if I went with Mac, so I asked him to go with me, and he said yeah, because he graduated a year before me, so he was out of high school.
So he wanted the no pressure prom.
Yeah, he's a theater major, so he's really goofy, and I knew I would have a really good time if I went with him, so...
All right. So are you looking forward to this then?
I am. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to see.
And how will you prepare?
I've got to get a dress. I've got to get someone to do my hair and makeup for prom. I have to meet Mike. I have to go through, apparently he's going to, formally ask me.
Wow.
That's cute.
Any ideas on,
I think a snow cone is involved.
A snow cone.
Hey, wow. Snow cone. Yay. Wow.
Yeah, because in my Texans bio online, where you can see everything about all the cheerleaders, I put something in there about my biggest weakness being snow cones or something. Yeah. And he saw that. And I know he did an interview with one of the people. And then I later did a Skype interview with him when I was in Dallas.
Okay.
And they were like, he wanted to know what's your favorite flavor of snow cone.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was like,
now
man.
With prom, do you go out to eat first?
Yeah,
then
you gotta
go
out to eat, have some. Well, you can't.
Yeah, I gotta go hang out with all his friends. Gotta go hang out with all of his friends beforehand. I believe. I don't know.
This is
I don't
pretty
know.
Cool for man. Him.
They're all tweeting me about it. They're very excited.
It's just like Cinderella, though. Is there a cutoff time like it?
midnight,
the ding at midnight.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Mike, you know you out of here. Things are going well. It's time for me to get out of here.
You're out of here, Mike. See you, playoff.
I don't know. I'm not sure what my guidelines are going to be for it. I just know that I'm going to prom.
Okay.
It's going to be history for Mike. Mike going to feel like a pimp after he finished with this one.
I don't know if pimp is the appropriate word.
He's going to feel like the big man on campus.
There you go.
Yeah, a little more appropriate.
Thank you for changing the vibe. Okay, well, good luck and have
thank
fun.
You. Thank
and,
you so much.
Get the Texans to pay for this for you.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, we have people offering to sponsor us.
Oh, well, you're good.
Have people supply our dresses and tuxes and stuff. We have tons of people offering to do that. So who knows? This whole thing could be paid for him and I both. So
wow. Great
that's
for
nice.
Him.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, good luck to Mike. Congratulations for you.
Yeah.
You got one of the sexy cheerleaders from the Texas. That's always a plus. And again, like Jimbo said, you're going to be the big man on campus.
Yeah, yeah.
Now everybody's going to be tweeting Texans. Now, I'd like to go in there. I'm getting 10,000.
What can
I go?
He's
already. Oh, okay.
I can get 20.
I've gotten asked to prom probably 20 times since then.
Really?
Wow.
If I get 10,000, if I get 25,000, I'm like, well, I'm already going to one. So
Here's the last question, and most important. What if you're not in high school, but you would still like to go on that date? Is there still, how many retweets just for a date? You don't have to answer that now. I'm just trying that and see what happens on Twitter. And see what happens from there. If it can happen for Mike. Hey. Mike has given us all hope.
All right? Not dinner, happy hour. You know what I'm saying?
Something. Small little drink. Meet me at the Smoothie King. Something.
Marble Slam.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming up here.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck to you and Mike. Congratulations to you, buddy. You scored. You the big win for Mike.
Yeah.